It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block, with new sounds from a singer who died a decade ago, Waylon Jennings.
When it comes to our love, all hope is gone.
Known for his gritty baritone, Jennings embodied the outlaw movement in country music. He was 64 when he died of complications from diabetes. He left behind a set of vocal tracks that were unfinished until now.
I just can't find the right touch for turning you on.
It was almost shocking when I first heard it. It took me several times to be able to listen to it. It sounded like he was there, that he's opening his heart to you and just telling you how he feels.
That's Jennings' widow, the singer Jessie Coulter. She gave her blessing to her husband's longtime producer and friend, Robbie Turner, to add instruments and finish the songs. The result is the album Goin' Down Rockin', the last recordings of Waylon Jennings. And it is classic Jennings, with a voice that is sometimes a little rough, a little ragged, but never false.
The ways of this old world are not always fair.
Robbie, were the sessions hard on Waylon Jennings? He had a lot of physical troubles at the time. Was it physically taxing for him?
I'm sure it was. He wasn't the kind of guy that let on about his pains. I remember one time I said something about redoing one of the takes of the song, and he said, "I don't think I can get through it, Hoss." And I realized then that that's enough said right there, because he wouldn't have said that if he didn't mean it. But it was relaxing to him because we had fun. We sit around and talked, and, you know, it wasn't like another session for me at all. It was just like spending time with my best friend and my dad. We were so much like family that it wasn't a lot of questions asked by me. He started doing these songs, and when he started doing each one, I realized, well, there's Bella the Ball. So that's one he's recorded before. It's not new. Then he told me to finish him one day, but our conversation that we had was, sometimes totally off subject. I mean, he was sitting there one time and listening to a playback of a song, and he hit stop on the 24-track machine and looked at me and said, "I can almost hear the part you're playing, and you're sounding great."
You mentioned the song Bell of the Ball, which is a song that Waylon Jennings had recorded in the 1970s, right? It was the B-side of his big hit, Lookin' Buck, Texas.
A vagabond dreamer, a rhymer and singer of songs, singing to no one and nowhere to really belong.
Why do you think he went back to that song, Robbie?
I think that he just wanted to say it one more time, and he wanted to, I think each choice of these songs were things that he wanted to say at the moment and, you know, have new sound to it.
A vagabond dreamer, a rhymer and singer of song, singing to no one and nowhere to really belong. I met a beautiful lady, a pure southern belle of the ball. Like Scarlett O'Hara, loved no one but wanted them all.
Jessie Coulter, what are you thinking as you hear this song of your husband towards the end of his life?
Well, first of all, he told me that this was his most favorite song he ever wrote. Secondly, it's really about his love for the music industry, his trip of life. And his imagery in this, when you really look into it and listen to it, is stunning, because he could see so far ahead on some things that would aggravate me. But in this, he came here just a vagabond dreamer and a rhymer and singer of songs. And he's leaving. It's his leaving song.
But I did a new dance and you did your Tennessee walk. But the party's all over, I came uninvited. I'm leaving and taking the bell of the ball.
See, I thought this song was all about you.
Well, of course, I was in there, you know, I would hope.
Robbie, you held on to these recordings for so long. Waylon Jennings died in 2002. You finally did go ahead and add these parts and finish the record. What was the guiding principle behind how you approached it? What were you thinking?
What would Waylon do? WWWD. That was the whole thing. That was what I had written down on all my notes. You know, Waylon didn't really tell people. He took control and commanded his style of music. But he did that with hiring the right players. He would give us the layout of a song and how he wanted it to go. But we would play until he smiled, and that was our theme, was play until Waylon smiled.
If he's smiling, you know you've got it.
That's right. And I think he was smiling.
I think y'all were, too.
We were. We were smiling and crying.
Because you were all a corporate group. I mean, you know, if he was smiling, you were smiling.
Robbie, did I hear you say you weren't just smiling, you were crying, too?
Oh, yes. There was moments when a song would finish and he'd say something, or just hear him play the tailpiece of Bell of the Ball, that I would tear up while recording my steel parts. And I remember looking down at my steel guitar and seeing a teardrop fall. And I said, that'd be a great picture, but I would never let anybody see it but Jesse.
Jesse, did you know that?
No, this is the first time I've heard that.
I've never told that to anybody.
Wow.
But it was all worth it.
I'm talking to producer Robbie Turner and Waylon Jennings' widow, Jesse Coulter, about the last recordings of Waylon Jennings. The song that I keep coming back to over and over is the song I Do Believe.
In my own way, I'm a believer. In my own way, right or wrong.
It's a song all about a man and his struggles with faith. That sort of faith is a work in progress, I think, almost a confessional song. Jesse, is that how it sounds to you?
I don't know. When he wrote it, I was surprised. He was raised Church of Christ, and, you know, the fact that they don't appreciate music, he had a conflict with that, and that shows in this. But I think mainly what he wanted to say was, I do believe, and this is what I believe.
I do believe in a loving Father, one I never had to fear. That I should live life at its fullest, just as long as I am here.
Well, Jesse Coulter and Robbie Turner, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesse Coulter is the widow of Waylon Jennings, and Robbie Turner is the producer of the new release, Goin' Down Rockin', the last recordings of Waylon Jennings. You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.